T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The first case involves the matter of Jermont Cox, a man convicted of murder who resides on death row. He argues that the death penalty violates the cruel and unusual punishment clause of the Pennsylvania Constitution.
And what we found is it was not the worst of the worst, but it was the poorest and it was the blackest and brownest.
Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner's office filed a 300-plus page brief in July detailing its study that looked at death sentences in the Commonwealth over the past 40 years. It shows that 80% of death row inmates are black, with ineffective assistance of counsel, poverty, and mental challenge being a major factor. It also revealed that more than 70% of the death penalty sentences were overturned.
To have the prosecution's position affirmed, only 28% is especially peculiar.
The second case deals with the length of a life sentence in the context of juvenile life without parole cases. Attorney General Josh Shapiro's office is defending the death penalty, arguing that the decision should be up to the legislature. Cherry Gregg, KWW News Radio.